Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurarani Pachamine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyadhyayesha Sadayine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I'm very enthusiastic to greet all of you for this installment of The Heart of the Holy Name. I feel very, very enthusiastic about this particular episode because I feel we will address today a central topic of chanting the Holy Name with absorption. How to do that is actually possible if we create a milieu, that's a French word for the word atmosphere, around us and inside of us, that makes it very easy for our mind to focus, to be absorbed, to be concentrated. Whenever I hold my various retreats on the Holy Name all over the world, we always face one central question, that is how to focus the mind and how to keep it focused during the chanting of the Holy Name. Today we are going to address this question and hopefully be able to give some good answers. Now, as I am ready to start, I have to tell you that I need Gaur Krishna to bring me just one book. It's the Bhagavad Subodhini, the work on the Bhagavatam, and the second installment of Above the Clouds. It is just there. It says control the mind on it. The Bhagavatam addresses the problem of the wandering mind in a very nice way. It describes that the mind, by its very nature, always takes to a new condition at every moment. And it's just like a cunning man who behaves nicely for some time, but then turns around and robs and kills the trusting man. In this way, the mind may, for some time when we chant, be actually willing to cooperate, but after some time it shows its true nature. Given an opportunity, it suddenly becomes absorbed in material objects. It takes away our discriminating knowledge. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says, never make friends with the unsteady mind. Because if you do, the mind brings in through the back door your enemies like lust, anger, and greed. Therefore, just like a hunter who keeps the captured animal carefully under guard and carefully keeps it in one place, it locks even the door of the place. And in the same way, an intelligent yogi will always be watchful regarding the wanderings of the mind, because at any moment it can something else. The Bhagavatam gives us a beautiful little example. If you take a flame in a lamp, when the flame burns the wick improperly, the lamp is blackened. But when the lamp is filled with nice ghee and is burning properly, then it gives a bright illumination. Similarly, when the mind is absorbed in material sense gratification, it causes suffering. It blackens your inner self. No? But when detached from material sense gratification, when it brings about the original brightness of Krishna consciousness. Those of you who work with candles and with these old oil lamps who have a wick inside and then a glass case around it, they know how true the example is. We have such a lamp, two lamps actually, with our altar, and if the lamp doesn't burn properly, the glass gets covered with black smoke and is dark. But if the flame burns nicely, whoa, such bright illumination is there. And the same, this holds true when we chant also. When the mind is properly focused, you cannot imagine what type of illumination is there is. The mind will be full of Krishna, Gauranga, Prabhupada. It will be focused on the spiritual platform. It will be a bright mind. It will be a friend. But when the mind is not properly situated, then the mind is very, very much able to cause inner problem. I know someone, he lives in America, and from time to time, when he's around with me, I can see something happens in his mind, and you see his face becomes dark, thoughtful, contemplative, brooding over an unsolvable question. But then something happens. He has a good spiritual practice, and it changes, and it shows in the face. The face is an index of what is going on in the mind, and then he is bright-faced and so on. Yes, we do know when we chant, it is important to situate the mind nicely in the chanting or in the vibration of the holy name, and at a later stage in remembrance of Krishna while you chant. And then the mind is bright, enthusiastic, inspired, and inspiring, totally inspiring, in fact. So, what is there anything which the scriptures tell us that we can do to make the mind bright, to put and situate the mind properly like a wick in a lamp? And yes, there is a beautiful instruction in the scriptures that Sanatana Goswami quotes in his work Hari Bhakti Vilas. I will read to you the Sanskrit word and then the translation, and then we will go through the various points so that we can soon practice chanting very nicely. By the way, and I will announce this again, I will post this verse and the translation on my Facebook so that you can copy it from there and make a practice out of it. We will also try to put this now on the YouTube. I should just say before I start, in case the internet is a little unsteady, don't despair, even if we momentarily disappear from your computer screen, we will be able to fix it really quickly and we be back. I'm saying it because now outside there is a strong wind which turns slowly into a storm, and that shakes our internet a little bit. But we will be easily back in case we should go for a moment. So here is the verse for you, which describes six aspects that are necessary so that the mind can be absorbed and focused. These six aspects make up the healthy milieu for a mind that is focusing on spiritual practice. A milieu is something very important. When you have a good milieu in your body with strong immune system, with enough vitamins, good oxygen in the blood, etc., then any kind of disease, including viruses, stand no chance. People who are in the immune biology know that by strengthening the milieu of the body, you can strengthen the overall health. And these are six pillars or six ways to strengthen the inner milieu of the mind. Here it is. Mana sangharanam socham Monam mantra tachintanam Avyagratvam anirvedo Japa sampati hetava. Controlling the mind, purity, observing silence, contemplating the meaning of the mantra, exhibiting peacefulness and showing eagerness for chanting. These are the six acts of cultivation that yield mature benefit from japa of the Maha Mantra. Let us go through these six points. Those who like to take notes, this is a good moment. It shows us what we can do to create the right inner atmosphere where the mind will be naturally focused, tamed, ekagrata, one-pointed, and so on. So, the first which is necessary to perfect your japa is mana sangharana, control of the mind. That means in practice that we must bring back the mind repeatedly whenever it wanders into the world of Maya. Bring it always back. And there is one technique that helps you very nicely to do it. Fix a certain number of rounds that you will do every day, and then fix a peaceful time where you can be undisturbed, a peaceful place where you can be undisturbed, so that the external distractions which might come up have no influence on you. Mind control is possible if you control the time and the environment in which you chant. The next point that brings about perfection in chanting is socham, or purity, which refers to external purity as well as to internal purity. Now we all know that the internal dirt, if you so want, sticks much more to the mind than external impurities, like when you walk in nature and you step into something smelly and so on. That can be easily washed off before you enter the house. But the internal impurities brought about by when the mind is out of balance, by greed, by lust, by hurt, and so on, are difficult. So to become internally clean, it is important to do some inner introspection and then take the weeds out of the garden of the heart, which are mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Next is mona, or practicing silence. This means that in your life it's good to avoid unfavorable talk or prajalpa. It may not be necessary for a spiritually minded person to just remain silent, I wanted to say, not speak. This monam refers to material nonsense talk, distracting talk, and so on and so forth. If you talk about Krishna, you're materially silent. You don't make a material sound. Especially, of course, during japa, you should not interrupt again and again and talk and talk and talk. I know this is difficult when one drives on a car with a car and one has to quickly solve some questions while the journey proceeds. But yes, try to be silent. There are modern forms of breaking the inner balance. That is TV, internet, and also some movies which are just totally upsetting the mind and keeping it busy for a long time. Next is, while you are practicing mantrata chintanam, it means to contemplate the meaning of one's mantra. This is important. In his little booklet, Nam Bhajan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, repeated remembrance of the meaning of the mantra will remove all inauspicious obstacles from the path of one's bhajan. You sit there and you chant, "Oh my dear Krishna," or better, "Oh my dear Radha, oh my dear Krishna, please accept me and please pull my mind towards you. Please engage me in your service." Then obstacles which are happening on the path of your bhajan, your spiritual practice, will disappear, because the mind is at that time when you meditate in a favorable milieu. It's all about what we hear here, about creating the favorable inner circumstances or milieu. Such meditation will invoke within time the personality of the name before the sadhaka's eyes. As you meditate, while you chant the name, about the meaning, the essential point, the essential reality here, that you turn to Krishna and ask him to again accept you. Huh? Then Krishna, seeing this eagerness, will reciprocate. Today I really practiced only this one process. I had been away yesterday in Hamburg for some programs, and when I returned it was very late, so the night was short, but I knew I had a lot of things to do today, so I needed to get up, and I could not chant all the rounds, but I chanted six of them, and I created this milieu, this inner prayerful milieu. My dear Lord, please accept me in your service. I must say, I always chant either before deities, or I have pictures of Radha and Krishna, and as I chant with this, a relationship starts, and they are not only outside, they start to come inside in the heart. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So that was the fourth point. The fifth is avyagratva. It means to be undistracted. This also means to be patient during the chanting, not be distracted with so many projects. And therefore, you are free from the tendency to rush through your chanting, simply to finish quickly. We all know when we have rounds left and we chant in the evening, our mind is particularly exhausted for and it cannot be focused so easily. And then you sometimes feel restless, impatient, and distracted by the thought to quickly finish somehow or other. At that time, you can practice being in the moment. I now chant this mantra. I now chant this name, Hare Krishna. And soon the mind will shift from a restless, distracted mode to a focused mode. Of course, don't try your fortune, I think they say in English. Don't. It's preferable to chant in the morning. The last thing is last item is Anirveda. This refers to no indifference. In other words, eagerness. Never lose hope when you chant. Always just try one more time and you will be successful. I know this was a lot of things to remember. Don't worry, we will put it on our Facebook as a list, and then you can practice it in due course of time. If you want to have some of the explanations which you heard, you can find them also in a book called the Gayatri Book on page 276. My point here is, without the proper inner cultivation, it will be extremely difficult for you to focus. When the mind is restless, disturbed, unconcentrated, unwilling, the japa is sometimes very, very difficult to do. However, when the right milieu is there of manasangharana, and all these other beautiful techniques which we have heard from the Hari Bhakti Vilasana, then it is very, very blissful and a wonderful experience of chanting the holy name. I would like to now make a little practice out of it, give you a little first-hand experience of chanting with the right milieu, the right inner attitude. Those of you who have a japamala with them, it's good, but if you don't have, it's not absolutely required. What we will do now is we will chant according to this understanding, I will guide you into this experience, and then we will go from there into a beautiful, nice kirtan. First of all, I like to pick out one of these techniques today, because if we do all six, we won't do any one of them properly, and that is Mantrata Chintanam. Srila Vyasadeva comments, he says, by contemplating the meaning of the mantra, the mind becomes one-pointed, which is the whole point of any yoga practice, including bhakti yoga. It's called ekagrata, one-pointed, solidly fixed, without moving. Sometimes we may wonder, how is it possible for us to hold the meaning of the mantra in our mind as we are chanting? This sounds to me like another distraction, to do two things at once, to be doing multiple tasking. But it will become one. Think of it like honey milk. You have milk, and then you like to sweeten it. It can be cow milk for the vegetarians and almond milk for vegan people like me. So you put honey inside the milk, and then it becomes one honey milk. In the same way, you chant the sound vibration and you put inside your chanting the mood, the feeling, the orientation. My dear Lord Krishna, please accept me in your service. And then everything becomes very sweet, very, very sweet. So let us start. I will just ask, I'm on C here, should I go on B? Good. This holding the meaning of the mantra in your mind will make your chanting into a practice of devotion. We don't just do service, we do two things: devotional service, that is service imbued with devotion, like the milk which is imbued with the sweetening honey. Okay, let us try. Sit tall, your spine erect. Open your shoulders, please, by rolling them back a little. Tuck in your chin. And place your palms on your knees. When you're ready, please close your eyes. Take in a few deep breaths. And bring your conscious awareness to each inhale and exhale. When you inhale deeply, notice your belly and your chest rise. And whenever you exhale deeply, notice how your chest and your belly sink in a little bit. If there should be any distracting thoughts or feelings, gently let them go and return with your attention to your breathing. You slowly come to a deeper place than the traffic of thoughts and feelings inside of you. You can easily notice them without being identified and distracted by them. When you're ready, bring your consciousness to your heart. Connect to the Lord, who's always there. We will hear a simple prayer. And we try to enter the mood of this prayer. Krishna, you are my master, and I am your eternal servant. Unfortunately, I have forgotten our relationship for so many long years. Now, I wish to turn to you in your form of the holy names. Please accept me. Begin chanting in this mood by meditating on the meaning of the mantra. We will do this together in just a moment, but please bring this meaning of the mantra now in your heart. Contemplate the meaning of the mantra there in your heart. Think of the meaning of the mantra there in your heart. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please stay in this space. Just as you chant, be mindful of the sweet meaning of the chanting. Sweeten your chanting. Make it tasteful by holding this meaning in your mind. Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. We will chant now three mantras like this, and then we will go into a kirtan. So please, again, hold the meaning. Dear Radha, dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hold it in your mind as you chant. Sweeten your mind. Sweeten your chanting. Make your service into devotional service. Turn your chanting into devotional chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Ram, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Wonderful, we can't stop. We cannot stop. We don't want to stop, and there is no injunction ever given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his devotees to at any time stop the chanting of the holy name. My dear devotees, we have now reached the end of the practice session. I will now give a few announcements. Let me just fix this time. Yes. And then I asked you if you have any questions to what you have heard. You can send your questions in, type them in, and they will be brought to me. Also, I require the announcement sheets, but while this is coming, I want to say something really, really important to you. I once saw a picture of a natural catastrophe in Africa. It happened actually at the middle, or let us say in the first quarter of last year. This happened in Africa at the I think it was the Gold Coast, but I'm not sure. I saw a farmer on his field, and there were many locusts, a storm of locusts, you know, these large insects. In German we would say Heuschrecken, who were coming on his field. So the poor man was standing on the field while the locusts were falling on his harvest and eating everything up. And on the picture it said, this is what happens when the natural atmosphere, in this case the climatic atmosphere, is disturbed. At the time when the milieu is just disturbed, disturbances by locusts, by even viruses, can happen. But if the climatic conditions are as they should be, healthy, then there are no droughts, there are no locusts which come, because there is an ecological balance. So you need, in order to go further in your chanting and go to the more advanced levels of chanting, you need to see what you can do to create the inner balance, the equipoised mind, because then it will be so much easier for you. Of course, when you keep on chanting and you are able to focus on the chanting, it will influence your inner balance. It will create an ideal milieu. But it's good to work from both sides. This is the meaning of sadhana, to work from all perspectives on the purification of the mind and the heart. It is such an important point that I cannot underestimate the importance of the message of this particular shloka. You might find it already now on my Facebook. If not, it will come up immediately afterwards, and then you can practice what you have learned. I guarantee you, just like that farmer who has an ideal harvest, when there are not thousands of locusts coming and eating his harvest, you will have an ideal result in your chanting when there are not thousands of distracted thoughts who eat up your inner energy and your life force. So this is a very, very essential teaching. Good. I will make now a few announcements. You will find the links to what I will say to you in the chat box. The next Heart of the Holy Name seminar or workshop will be on Saturday, the 24th of April at 3 p.m. Central European Time. Also watch for any announcements. If there is any change, I'm thinking of the summertime and when that starts, you know, the change of clocks. But it's always 3 p.m. Central European Time. It is as regular as your breath. I want to announce we have given four seminars on the life, teachings, pastimes, and next time on the bhajans of Lord Gauranga. And the last of these four seminars will be taught next Saturday, 27th of March at 2 p.m. Central European time. That's one day before Gaur Purnim. What we will do is Gaur Krishna and myself will pick out some really deep bhajans that celebrate Lord Chaitanya. We will extract the teachings from this bhajans, and then we will sing it. So don't miss it. There's a lot of singing next Saturday, 27th of March, 2 p.m. Central European Time. Then I would like to point out a regular feature that happens on my Facebook. It's the Compassion Tuesday. Every Tuesday we come there, we hear a little bit about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Jiva Daya, compassion towards others, and then we will have a wonderful compassion meditation. It is my dream that soon the whole world will reserve some time on Tuesday to send compassionate feelings to the world, which will heal the disturbed atmosphere. So the next one is on coming Tuesday, 23rd of March at 8 p.m. Central European Time. As I said before, all these, the links for all of this will come in the chat box, so you don't need to have a memory like Google. Then, my God, so many things. Gora meditation will happen on Friday, the 9th of March at 7 p.m. Central European Time. That's also something very, very inspiring, because during these meditations on Lord Chaitanya, the Lord can appear in our heart and our thoughts. And that is something which is very, very important. Then each Sunday we have something, it's called Above the Clouds. It's short little podcasts. This today is only 10 minutes and something long. It is each Sunday on SoundCloud, and you will find the links on the Facebook group. This is very important that you listen now. Not just my Facebook, but there is a, let us say, a division or a space or a place on that Facebook called Deepening Bhakti. And there, each single Sunday, you will find teachings from the Bhagavatam that inspire you throughout the week to be to live the Bhagavatam in your life. Finally, last, not least, watch the previous seminars, wisdom videos, and other video recordings on my YouTube page. This was a lot of announcements, but it helps us to stay in contact. Now I would like to go to the questions which you have sent in. I have a few questions here, but if you have not yet sent in your questions, it's a good time to do this now. So, first question. Hare Krishna, dear Maharaj. Thank you for your very insightful class, the practice and the very moving kirtan. How do we develop genuine faith in chanting? We are hearing and reading a lot. We are trying to chant. Yet, at least in my example, I see that I have not yet developed true faith in chanting. Otherwise, I would be prioritizing chanting over everything else. What would be your advice? A very simple advice is chant in the association of serious chanters. Maybe you can, if you live close to a temple and it is possible, I do not know that in the countries there are various COVID-related restrictions, but if it is possible, chant with them. Or what many do at this moment, they have groups where they have a Zoom conference, and then 5, 6, 7 people in the morning chant together, and they make some experience. See, faith comes in various ways to us. I always think the faith which comes by experience is the strongest type of faith, because you have felt it, you have seen it, you have experienced it. But there are other ways, and some of us may benefit also through these other ways to increase their faith. One is to read books about the glories of the Holy Name. The next is to read stories about the life of serious chanters. I'm reading regularly in a book called Namacharya Haridas Thakur. It is written by a god brother of mine, Rupa Vilas Prabhu, and details very nicely the life and teachings of Haridas Thakur. There is a particular striking episode which we have all heard. Haridas, who grew up in a Muslim environment, it was a Muslim, was persecuted because of his Hindu practice of chanting. And when he was first put into prison in the night, and the next day he would be flogged or whipped with canes. It would be a public punishment on 21 or 24 marketplaces, where the other people would see what would happen if someone would convert to Hinduism, what would happen to them also. There was a social, let me say, it was meant for raising social awareness. So he was put into the prison the night before. He was then he would be tortured the next day. So he was there, and the prisoners saw him. They were all good people who had come into conflict with the foreign government, and they recognized the true saint Haridas, and they asked him, Haridas, give us your blessings, please. And Haridas, very self-composed, came into the prison cell, prison house, looked into the cells of the prisoners and said, may you always stay like this. The prisoners thought he meant, may you always stay in prison, and they looked very disappointed. But Haridas said, no, you don't understand. I was meaning, may you always stay in this frame of mind where you are very serious about chanting. May you always stay in this frame of mind where sense gratification and its various distractions, which are there in the material world, are not holding any fascination for you. You know, a prisoner only wants freedom. So a good chanter also is not distracted by any other thoughts. He only wants to chant in the holy name with full inner freedom. So may you always stay like this. And they felt, and then he said, after one or two days you will be liberated. And then his execution. Oh my God, I become so shocked if I narrate it. But you know, he didn't stop chanting, although he was lashed and whipped and so on. But I'm really liking this episode where he blessed the prisoners to stay in the right frame of mind. A pure mind is a faithful mind. A pure heart is a faithful heart. A disturbed mind and a disturbed heart has many other things in mind. So sometimes in spiritual life, the devotees turn to the Lord and say, please, my mind is not very cooperative. Please help me. And then the faith and increase my faith. So in brief, yes, faith can happen really if you chant in the right association. I know one devotee, very creative and very intelligent, and a devotee with a very active mind, who always says when he chants in the association of other devotees, he can settle and focus and concentrate on the chanting only. And the next is just read about these saints, you know, and follow in their footsteps. Then you will get what they have, faith in the holy name. But ultimately, I must come back to my first point. Faith happens by an experience. Therefore, we cannot underestimate the tremendous benefit of going to a seminar on the Holy Name, even online seminars, or going to a festival where there's chanting of the Holy Name done. It really is a faith booster and increases the faith. Good. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada says that in the materialistic view, there is difference between the substance and the name. Oh, this is a philosophical question. Wonderful. In the materialistic view, there is difference between the substance and the name. But in case of Krishna, it's not like that. Krishna the person and Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, is the same thing. It is not that we are chanting Krishna, Krishna, and this Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is different. No! Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, the name of Krishna and Krishna the person, identical. By these blunt material senses, we cannot appreciate, or we can not see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It has to be purified. How does this purification happen? That's a wonderful question. We really have very good listeners. I'm really thanking you for the wonderful questions, and please keep on sending in more of the questions. This is a good interactive part of our Heart of the Holy Name. The question is, how does this purification happen so that we can realize that the name of Krishna and Krishna are absolutely identical? Purification of the heart in Krishna consciousness happens by first accepting something theoretically as if it is like this. You act as if it is like this. And then this as if situation turns into realization. I would like to give you an example from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are 64 processes of devotional service. And you act these processes. You do these processes. You do an aratik ceremony where you wave a flame before the Lord, as if the Lord is directly in front of you and you're seeing Him. And as you do this, as if you're standing before the eternal Supreme Lord in the kingdom of God, something switches in you and you see actually Krishna as he is. Jiva Goswami, I just read this today in the Bhakti Sandarbha, says, for those who are materialistically minded, deity worship is absolutely necessary because that helps them focus their mind and then they make the realization. So, Vaidhi Sarana Bhakti, and I gave you one example that holds true to all the other examples, is an as-if situation which turns into the real thing. Prabhupada also gave the example of playing on the piano. You play as if you know music, but you just read it from the note book before you, and you make the sounds. And it sounds really stiff. But as you continue doing it, you catch the spirit of the music and you go, and it becomes much more beautiful, by the way. So this is also how Vaidhi Sarana Bhakti works. Hare Krishna, the next question is there. Now, thank you, the questions come pouring in here. I heard that Srila Prabhupada had chanted his rounds in the morning without taking shower. Is it considered as outer impurity for us if we do the same, as we are not at Prabhupada's level? There are situations in life where it is also for us. Sometimes not possible to take a shower before chanting. It may be in times when you're very physically weak and cannot imagine to do all the movements in the shower that you need to do. Then still you can chant, because in these exceptional situations, Krishna does understand. Usually it's good to take first care of the hygienic processes, to have an outer purity, because that really influences the mind in a very positive way. But in exceptional cases, like you may be very old also, or it may be really cold in the morning and only at noontime there's the sun up, then you can make an exception and it is not a problem. Thank you. Question: can we ask Krishna to engage us in particular service that we like, that is natural for us? Asked for the inspiration for doing this always, or we should accept all service opportunities? Thank you very much for giving us so much taste for the holy name. I'm happy that it is good for some of you and works. There are various types of service. There is service which you like to do. There is service which is needed. And then there is service which is needed and which you usually wouldn't do. Now, to engage in these three forms of services demands various increasing levels of surrender. And you really are making a lot of advancement when you do surrendered service, where not your will, but Krishna's will and plan is in the center. So I would like to say very concretely, in general, do service that is easy for you, that is corresponding to your nature. But when the need arises, and the third case, when the need arises and even you do not like to do this, but it's really required that this is done, then joyfully jump to the occasion of surrendering like this. Generally, what is easy, what comes according to your nature, but in extraordinary circumstances, for when it's needed and required, then you will be very purified if you do surrendered service. The next question. Maharaj, can you tell us whether we need to systematically practice the exercises and meditations which you'd suggest in your living name book, as in first we practice Yojana, then Sambandha, then Seva, etc., or can we practice randomly? Thank you very much. This is someone who is reading the living name book. You can practice them according to where you feel attracted to practice. There is a kind of sequence there, first Yojana, because that's the easiest, and that is the fundamental, so to say, to align body, mind, and heart. That is, I would say, Yojana everyone should read and get some understanding about. But then the other four practices are, you can do them according to your attraction, which you feel. I must say, in this book there are a lot of practical exercises. It's not necessary to each time when you chant to do these exercises. No, I've just suggested or guided you in a few exercises to make an experience that is very much possible. I lost my thought. I've given you guided exercises so that you make an experience on which you can, to which you can go back, you know, and just get a feeling about what you do. I usually, when I do my japa sessions, I look how things go. When I'm absorbed and it flows, I just continue like this. When I feel that my mind is getting restless, then I use some of the exercises. You will see, after some time, you become like a yogi. Who knows? Oh, today I'm emphasizing more on this exercise, and today I'm exercising more here like this. It is a thing of practice. Yeah, very good. Now we have another question. Hare Krishna, dear Maharaj, we hear that Queen Kunti prayed to Krishna from the... something came in my mind. We have also on SoundCloud the guided exercises of the Living Name book. You can find them under the title Living Name Meditations. That will help you to... when you chant, to not have to read everything, but to just hear it and then do the exercises like this. That is very necessary to say, that they are recorded now as the Living Name Meditations. So here, this is our last question for today. I'm sorry. Hare Krishna, dear Maharaj, we hear that Queen Kunti prayed to Krishna from the heart as she was put in many severe hardships. We also hear we should chant as a child crying for its mother. feeling it is dependent on its mother's care and mercy. When I chant, thinking this is a practice. In other words, I don't chant with eagerness. Thus my question. Is eagerness and longing developed automatically over time if we stick to chanting our 16 rounds a day, or do we need to do something else on our end? When you chant and you chant avoiding the offenses against the holy name, your chanting gets more and more pure, more and more ecstatic. And then, by the power of the holy name, you will come to these exalted states where, as you chant, the form of the Lord will arise in your heart, and then you will think of how qualified Krishna is, how merciful he is, how kind he is, how clever he is, how joking he is, etc., etc. And finally, you would see the pastimes. This is the one way. For most of us, this will take a long way before this happens. Therefore, we have in our scriptures various recommendations that can help us to chant with absorption, to chant deep. And one of these, let us say, guidelines from the scriptures were discussed today, where you participated. How to bring the japa to perfection. And there are the six practices, starting with becoming mindful of the chanting of the holy name, of the meaning of the name, then being pure inside and outside, then controlling the mind by bringing it back again and again, then developing an eagerness, and two other practices like patience and so on. You will find all these practices, I'm saying it now for the fourth time, I'm sorry, but I sometimes repeat myself because sometimes listeners just come in a little later, and because I think this is so helpful, I repeat it. You will find this on the Facebook, where you can make then a technique, can pick up the techniques. I talked yesterday, or not the day before yesterday, with a very advanced Prabhupada disciple who said that he has found out when he sits down and chants, he takes off his glasses. Because he wants to, he always needs to wear glasses, but he takes off the glasses because now he wants to send a signal to his mind and to his body. Now it's time to go inside. Now it's time to look inside. Now it's time to find Krishna in the heart. My dear everyone, I am so enthusiastic. I would love to continue. However, there is a time for everything. We will have our next Heart of the Holy Name on the Saturday of the Saturday, the 24th of April at 3 p.m. Central European Time. I would love to see all of you there. Thank you very much, and all the best in your chanting.